Jimmy Summers from Afternoons with Heart and Humor. Something you may not know about me is I'm really conscious of what I put in my body. So I eat healthy, try to stay as active as possible. That's also why I was so excited when I heard that Dr. Kellum at the Kellum Stem Cell Institute is able to retrieve my own stem cells and place them exactly where I need them most with focused infusions. If you're ready for something more effective and a healthier way to heal, get more information at KellumStemCellInstitute.com.
Hey, it's Doug with an opportunity to catch up with Aaron Treadway and talk about his latest book. Now, by way of introduction, Aaron is a pastor, author, speaker, athlete, and coach, the lead pastor of Fellowship City Church and vice president of Ambassadors Football International, founder and executive director of the Cleveland City Stars, a pro soccer team, and author of other books, Don't Miss Your Life, To Who, and Outrageous. His passions for Jesus, soccer, and people have taken him to over 150 countries. The book we're talking about today is Don't Miss Your Life, The Secret to Significance. Aaron Treadway, welcome.
Thanks so much, Doug. Great to be with you.
Appreciate the opportunity to talk about something I think that's very pertinent, especially as we look into a new year and trying to do things differently in 2023. This is all about not pursuing success, which seems to be the opposite of what other wisdom books may teach. But then, of course, God was always on the opposite side of things. To begin at the beginning, what was the inspiration for writing the book, Don't Miss Your Life?
Yeah, I think it's, it comes directly out of my life experience and my pursuits. Success was my number one goal for a lot of years. And standing on a dirt soccer field in the middle of nowhere, Africa, I kind of felt heard the voice of God and, you know, realized that maybe there was something more than success.
Well, yeah, on the back of the book, it's interesting because it says it recognizes the exhausting emptiness of pursuing success. That just hit me. Exhausting emptiness of pursuing success.
I don't know, you know, anybody else's experience, but for me, I just came to this place where I realized that success cannot satisfy the deepest longings of our soul.
Totally. I would agree with that. I mean, you write that success may be the most coveted disappointment of all. So do you believe we should not pursue it, or how do we go about balancing that?
Yeah, I don't think that there's anything wrong with success. It's not to say that I've resigned myself from success altogether. I just think success is a bad target for life. If that is the ultimate prize, the ultimate goal, I think that what we're going to find is that it's like running on a treadmill. And no matter how far we run, you just never get off. It just keeps going and going. It's ultimately that you're never truly satisfied.
So absent success, I think you're saying we need to pursue a life of significance. Can you unpack that a little bit?
Yeah, let me back up one second, because, you know, I often tell people there's nothing wrong with making money. Make as much money as you want. I think, you know, nothing wrong with having money. The problem is when money has a grip on you.
Mm.
When money is the ultimate goal, the only thing you're pursuing, you start to do things that maybe you wouldn't do. You know, so is there a better target, a better objective in life? And I really do believe it's significance. I believe that is our purpose. It's why we're here on earth, that God created us for the significance of himself, his own glory.
When you talk about the things that you've experienced that someone on the outside looking in would call success, success as a professional soccer player, as a coach, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, talk about those successes, and yet it feels like you've learned something deeper through that.
Yeah, I feel real blessed and fortunate to have experienced, you know, some things that the world calls success. And those things were enjoyable. You know, I was an All-American in college as an athlete. And for the longest time, that was my greatest dream. It's interesting when you obtain something that you strive after for a long time or you dream about, it is fulfilling. But again, it's that type of fleeting fulfillment.
Mm.
And so ultimately, I found myself just asking God, is there something more? What would it be? What would it look like? And if there is, and I believe it's significant, how do you actually pursue that instead of this, you know, success as the world defines it?
Well, then that begs the question then. So what is the advice for pursuing significance over success?
Yeah, I think there are some really practical, kind of easy steps to the pursuit of significance. And I think it has everything to do with our pursuit of God.
Mm.
For a lot of years, I was trying to become rich in the things of the world. And I've really tried to shift my focus, become rich in the things of God. To steep myself in, you know, the pursuit of the kingdom of God, which is ultimately just the rule and reign of Jesus over everything in my life. And the more I invest in the pursuit of the things of God, the more fulfilled I find myself. So, you know, I think that's one way to pursue significance. Another way is to really invest in becoming rich in community. I don't believe that we were placed on earth to do life alone. You know, we were created to have relationship, first and foremost, with our Heavenly Father, but then one to another, one with each other. And I think, you know, throughout the pandemic, I wrote this book kind of on the backside of the pandemic. You saw with all the lockdowns and the isolation, that's just not how God intended us to live.
Was there a particular time when you felt this shift of wanting to pursue significance over success? Was it one experience or one epiphany, or was it something just sort of over time?
Yeah, I kind of alluded to that already, but the specific experience, I had dreamt of becoming a professional athlete, very specifically a soccer player, for really my whole life. Age 22, that dream became a reality, and it was great. You know, I love that. Major League of Soccer was where I was, and got asked to go on a mission trip with a group called the Athletes in Action, do some great work around the world, and they wanted a group of soccer players to share their faith through soccer. So we went to Africa, to Zimbabwe, Uganda, and Kenya, and I'll never forget standing on the side of this field. We've been coaching some kids in this village. They don't speak English, and I don't speak their clicking language, but, you know, I'm watching how God is at work, and we are communicating, just not linguistically, through the game of soccer. And I was reminded of the story of Esther in that moment, where God says to Esther through her cousin Mordecai, could it be that I raised you up for such a time as this? And for me, I felt the Holy Spirit asked me, do you think I left you on the soccer field all these years just for you? I guess I would ask other people the same question. You know, do you think God put you where you're at or allowed you to be where you're at only for you? You're for your wants and your needs and your desires? Because he does want to provide those things, but I think he has a greater purpose as well.
Amen. Amen. We got to be careful not to be too convicting on me, Aaron, here. I'm like, wow. That always feels like...
I'll try my best, Doug.
That's always the reminder, because it's kind of like, I'm left to ponder that within my own head. I think all of us have these goals that we want to obtain, and, you know, husbands and men, the way that we're driven and wired, but the idea of us being able to use what we have. Of course, we know sort of intellectually that we're supposed to do unto others and do these things, but it's getting it down into heart and actual action. That's not always easy.
Yeah, I don't know about other people, but it's sometimes in my life I'm anxious to get somewhere else. And I think more often than not, it's probably that God has us where we are for a reason. So I wonder if, you know, you aren't where you're at right this second for a reason. I thought for a long time I had to change my profession to fulfill my purpose. And I think I realized, or at least started to realize, that day on the soccer field all those years ago, I didn't have to change my profession. I just had to change my pursuit. Mm. You know, I was pursuing the things of this world. And God, at the same time, Jesus was inviting me to make him my primary pursuit.
We're talking with Aaron Treadway, his book, Don't Miss Your Life, The Secret to Significance. Aaron, what do you hope is a takeaway for folks that read through the book? What do you think they're going to be kicking around in their head after they read it?
Yeah, I hope that the book is encouraging. I hope that maybe there's some nuggets in there that might cause people to just reflect on what is the primary target of my life. You know, ultimately, it's a book about purpose. What am I pursuing? What is my purpose in my family, in my work, in my community? What am I here for? And hopefully the book will provide at least some tools to think through that in a positive way.
You talk about success, sickness. What are the ways for us to prevent or recover from success sickness?
Yeah, I've noticed as I rub shoulders with, you know, different people that the world probably defines as successful, that success doesn't always mean happy. Success doesn't always mean satisfied. And I think a lot of successful people, you know, you pull the cover back just a little bit. Again, I got nothing wrong. No beef with success. I love success. I just think it's a bad target for life. A lot of successful people, you know, are workaholics. They're not sleeping at night. There's just these different symptoms that you might say, like, if I came to you and said, well, Doug, you know, do you think that you're suffering from success sickness? Do you think that, you know, success is your target? Most of us are going to say, oh, no, success isn't my target. And that's why I try to provide some handles to appropriately identify, well, maybe success is more of my target than I might have thought.
That's awesome. Reading in the bio, it says that you lived in a yurt in Outer Mongolia, so there must be a story there, right?
One of the prouder few months of my life. No, you know, God's been good, gracious to allow me to go to lots of different places and hang out with lots of different interesting people around the world. You mentioned that I've been to 150 countries, and most of that's been using this passion that God birthed in me from a very young age. Age 5, my dad came home from work one day and said, hey, we're going to go play a brand new game. He called it soccer. And I got out there. I saw the kids running, kicking each other. I said to my dad, man, this looks like the most fun thing you could ever do.
Aww.
And that became my dream. You know, that's what I wanted to do from age 5. And so, you know, that led me to, you know, lots of different places. One of them happened to be spending a month living in a yurt in Outer Mongolia.
Aaron Treadway is here. The book, The Secret to Significance, Don't Miss Your Life. I certainly want to be respectful of the time. Before we wrap up, is there anything that we missed?
I just hope that the book is an encouragement to people. You know, I really believe that God has created us to live truly significant lives, and that is attainable. I think sometimes success feels like this goal that's out in the distance, and we can never really truly grasp it. But I think significance is altogether different, and God has wired us to live significant lives.
I'm Jamie Summers from Afternoons with Heart and Humor. Something you may not know about me is I'm really conscious of what I put in my body. So I eat healthy, try to stay as active as possible. That's also why I was so excited when I heard that Dr. Kellum at the Kellum Stem Cell Institute is able to retrieve my own stem cells and place them exactly where I need them most with focused infusions. If you're ready for something more effective and a healthier way to heal, get more information at KellumStemCellInstitute.com.